This is my one only ancestor on the wall.
Oh.
He was the provost of King's College, the head of King's College, and then he became the head of Eton College afterwards. And he was famous for two things. He was famous as a great scholar. He catalogued all the libraries, or most of the libraries in Oxford, Cambridge, London, the university libraries. He was the greatest cataloguer and expert on medieval documents who's ever lived. But in order to relax, as many academics do, they write children's stories like Tolkien or C.S. Lewis or people like that. In order to relax, he also used to invite the fellows of the college in to have Christmas drink with him and eating special Christmas foods. And then, this was 100 years ago, it was very dark, there was very little electricity and so on. They would sit round the fire with the wind howling from the fens, and he would tell them a ghost story. And after a few years of doing this every Christmas, the fellow said, why don't you write these down? So he wrote them down, and they became the most famous ghost stories in the world. The most famous stories, ghost stories in the English language. The books are still widely read. They show films of them every year on British broadcasting. Ghost Stories of an Antiquary by Montague Roach James. That was his name, M.R. James. My mother's name was M.R. James, so he's a great uncle of mine. And so, although it was an accident I came to King's, I do have a family relationship here.
Wow.